Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Michael. What is your first and last name?
Alma Herrera.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Fine, and you?
Yeah, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. Let me just pull up the account here. Are you calling about your business, the R&R Construction?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, that's perfect. Thank you so much for confirming that. Sure, what can you do for you today, R?
I wanted to check the phone number. I updated it, and it says online that it's updated. It has my new business number. But when my business number was not working, it was, I'm so sorry, it was going to my personal number, and I want to make sure that they actually send that, that they put the right number back on there.
I'm sure. Are we talking about, like, any calls that will be sent to your business phone number, like when they call the call tracking number? Is
yeah,
that correct?
When they call for the leads or anything like that, it's going to go back to my business number.
Yeah, absolutely. And can you confirm what's your business phone number, please?
It should be the 708-879-6768.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for confirming that. Sure. Let me just go check this with our team, ma'am, if that's the same number where the calls will be forwarded. Can you give me 1 to 10 minutes?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. I'll be right back shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ari, thank you for patiently waiting. I'm still waiting for a response from our back office team to confirm if the 6768 is still the same number with the calls to be forwarded. Is it okay if I can send you a text once I hear back from them?
Yes, and by chance, is there any way that I can speak to the logo department?
To the logo department? We don't actually have a specific department who actually, you know, for logos, but I can take orders if there's something you'd like us to change.
Well, I will send, right now I'm looking at them. I will send because his business cards were plain. His logo is on the website, it's even really plain. I'm so sorry, give me 1 minute.
Yeah, sure.
Hello? Hello? They're really plain, and so I wanted something that was more eye-catching that would get to the older group and the younger group. They had sent me about four or five of them. I chose which one, and I wanted to make sure y'all got these. Because when I talked to Web Scientist a while ago, she said she didn't even know we were changing the logo. So they didn't change it on the website yet.
Now let me go to double check this. You mentioned that you sent it over to us as well, that you, your chosen logo.
I don't have the number that it doesn't, on my email, it doesn't show me an actual number. I know the details of it. It's the blue color. It's like a light and blue, dark mixed blue. It has a, like a little house or barn on the left side. It says R&R in plain text. Like, I don't know, the font to me doesn't cost too much, but it's a plain, it says R&R in bigger letters, a line under, and it says construction and plain font also.
Okay, so that's the one that you'd like us to use? Like an info?
Yeah,
okay,
that's the logo, yeah.
Okay, let me just pull up the email we sent you here, okay? So we are on the same page. It's okay, thank you.
It's just that if you look at it to me, tell me, I'm okay to criticism, tell me. I need honest, honest opinion. Well, the font is like plain.
Very plain, yeah. I would actually agree that fonts make a difference, but yes. Let me double check it here. Hold on.
Because it's like, he gets older people, yes. He's getting jobs. He's getting older people and things like that. And people nowadays, they think, oh, okay, because they're in their 40s, 50s, 60s, they're all these homeowners. No. Like, I have a daughter, she's 29, but she bought her first house at 23. So it's like there's younger people buying houses. There's younger people doing things, so I want to incorporate them so he can do both and get more get more options and work out there.
I would agree with you, ma'am, that we have to target as well as not only one, you know, well, one set of clients, but also as well new generations, right? Especially Gen Z.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, there you go. Yeah, I do found it here.
People go online for everything now.
Right. They're more chronically online, so we have to really match as well what exactly that you want. But yes, I do see the email we sent you. So I only see one logo here out of five that has like a house on it. So, yep, I was going to request them to, like, correct, on the left side. So, sure, I'll go ahead and request our logo team to improve the font style. Because, yeah, I would actually agree with you that it's kind of basic, though. But, yeah, I was going to make sure to let them know.
Yeah, because, I mean, I said, be honest, it does. It looks kind of, I don't want it, like, extravagant. But then again, I want everybody to see, notice it, because, no, it's just too plain.
Exactly. And I do appreciate your feedback, though. But you know what? If you have, you know, if you found some logo, let's say, for example, from other businesses that you have, if you have any info, you're always free to send us an email about it, and we would definitely try our best to mimic that. But for now, I will make sure to forward it to our team and then let them know to improve the font style.
Also on the email, I had sent them that logo that I was telling you about, and then I think they have it, but I wanted to incorporate a QR code so they can get, it's easier for people to go see his actual website page or give him reviews, hire him, anything like that. So I want to incorporate the QR code. I want to, all of what he has on his current business card is to be incorporated in a new one. But then he wants it to where there's part of me in it also. So he wants, because I'm the one answering the calls, I'm the one answering the emails. So he wants it to where everybody also goes to my phone number, my page, and then like letting them know, contact this person and this is the owner.
Yeah. We'll definitely go ahead and reach out to them regarding with a QR code as well, and especially with a phone number.
Okay. I really do appreciate it so far.
It's no problem. But yeah, as I mentioned, I haven't still carried back from our back office team. I think he's currently on lunch, but I'll make sure to reach out to you. I'm going to send you a text if there were any changes or we still have the same phone number for the call forwarding, okay?
Okay. Okay. And do you know more or less how long it will take them to do that? To get where did he get some energy?
For the website? I'm sorry,
no,
for the logo?
The business cards, yeah. No, the business cards.
Oh, the business cards, obviously, it depends on their queue, man, but normally the time from they're giving it is 24 to 48 hours.
Oh, okay. So they're going to send me a preview of the business card first, right?
You are correct. They will make sure to send you the soft copy via email, of course. And if you would like to make changes, then yeah, we can always make changes as well.
Yeah, only my email. Tell them don't call, text his number. Don't call him. Don't email him. This is a surprise from me to him. He says, I get to do, so it's me.
Okay? I know, and I'm so sorry.
You don't want to know nothing.
Of course, of course. And let me confirm, is your email, is almaherrera857@gmail.com, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And let me confirm as well that we're going to send these information directly to your email, not to the R grandmas.
No, not that one.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Wonderful.
He's not tech savvy, so that's why he's putting me in charge of this in, because he's not tech savvy.
Right.
So you're
going to
go out and you're going to tell him all kinds of words, and he's going to say, Put it this way, I just already taught him how to copy and paste, so. Yeah.
I know. We had also clients like that. Like, for example, they're not tech savvy, but they were actually we'll have their email, and then they basically get confused and get upset. So that's something we don't want to happen.
Yeah,
especially
like,
if there's
something. He tells me, yes, man. Like, I was telling him the other day how to download an app, and he's like, I don't know what you're telling me. I don't know how to do it. Just wait till you get here. Okay. But thanks, y'all. Y'all being very nice and helpful. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Again, just keep your line open. I'll make sure to reach out back to you, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. You have a wonderful day, love.
You do the same. Thank you, Alma. Take care always. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.